It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's Groundhog Day in Dallas, and you're out of Luca. In case you missed it, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday morning in north central Pennsylvania, in front of a throng of hundreds of cheering and cold and mostly hungover enthusiasts. The weather prognosticating woodchuck predicted 6 more weeks of winter. Sorry, Phil, but my calendar says it's going to be winter until March 20th, and isn't that about 6 weeks from today anyway? In that early 1990s movie, Groundhog Day, Bill Murray portrayed an unhappy local weather personality who was dispatched to cover Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania's annual Groundhog Day festivities. While waking up the next morning, Murray's character learns that he is now living in the same day over and over and over again. Dallas Mavericks fans would have preferred to wake up on Groundhog Day 2024 or 2023, because one of the biggest shocker trades in NBA history just took place yesterday on Groundhog Day 2025. Luka Doncic, the soon-to-be 26-year-old superstar guard of the Dallas Mavericks, was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. I know. In return, the Mavericks received talented, soon-to-be 32-years-old Lakers center Anthony Davis. Let's now set the stage for the biggest one-for-one NBA player trade I've seen in recent memory. First, both of those basketball players are currently injured and not playing for their respective teams as of Sunday's trade announcement. Luka Doncic of the Mavericks has not suited up since Christmas with a lingering calf injury, and he's played in less than half of the team's first 50 games of the season. Anthony Davis of the Lakers has undergone treatment for an abdominal muscle strain over the past week, but he's expected to return to the lineup within the next 2 weeks or so. At the time of the trade, the Dallas Mavericks were 26-24 on the year and mired in ninth place in the NBA's Western Conference. The Los Angeles Lakers were a little bit better at 28-19 and safely in fifth place in the NBA West. And both teams would qualify for the NBA playoffs if the season were to have ended today. Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks is averaging 28 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists a game this season. Now in his seventh NBA year, those numbers are in line with his career averages. Anthony Davis for the Lakers is 6 years older than Luka Doncic. The former top pick of the New Orleans Pelicans, you might remember, was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers just about 6 years ago. And this season, Anthony Davis is averaging 26 points, 12 rebounds a game, both of those a little bit higher than his 10-year NBA average. So why would the Dallas Mavericks, though, trade their biggest star since Dirk Nowitzki? The rather cocky Dallas Mavericks general manager Nico Harrison has quickly replaced Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones as the most despised sports figure in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. At Sunday's news conference discussing this trade, general manager Nico Harrison contended that adding Anthony Davis to the Dallas Mavericks lineup makes this a much better team. Sitting alongside the team's head coach, Jason Kidd, Nico Harrison boldly proclaimed that this trade was a winner for the Dallas Mavericks. He stated, quote, "We've had a vision here and the culture that we want to create since we've been here. We think defense wins championships, and we're bringing in one of the best two-way players in the league. Let's be clear," he said. "I'm the one making the decision, and Jason Kidd is supportive of it, so it's on me." So who the heck is this Nico Harrison anyway? I haven't heard of the 52-year-old Dallas general manager prior to Sunday's blockbuster trade. He was a former small college basketball player at Montana State. Nico Harrison played semi-pro basketball overseas for 5 seasons before finally giving up on his basketball dream at that point. Harrison then took a job working as Nike's representative for NBA stars such as Dallas's Dirk Nowitzki and San Antonio's Tim Duncan. He progressed up that old corporate ladder to become a vice president over his 19 years with the company. And then suddenly in 2021, the Dallas Mavericks surprised many by naming Nico Harrison to succeed longtime general manager of the team Donnie Nelson. His hiring coincided with Jason Kidd also becoming the Mavericks' new head coach. File those two names away for a later part of this story. Luka Doncic was drafted by the previous Dallas Mavericks management group. A prolific offensive force, the 6'6" guard combines several important skills. Former NBA coach Doc Rivers said that Doncic's three-point shooting reminded him of James Harden. His passing is like Larry Bird, and court vision is much like LeBron James. Pretty nice names. However, Luka Doncic, like many of the top offensive stars in the NBA, does tend to rest a bit on the defensive end of the basketball court. For a coach like Jason Kidd, who is also known for his defensive skills, an offensive-minded scoring machine like Doncic may have been very difficult for him to manage. It's time to remember the Kyrie Irving effect. For the past two seasons, Luka Doncic's backcourt teammate is none other than Kyrie Irving. Sporting one of the NBA's largest egos, Kyrie Irving has not been the most beloved teammate at any of his three prior NBA stops. Drafted out of Duke University in 2011 by the Cleveland Cavaliers, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love joined LeBron James to help bring Cleveland their lone NBA title in 2016. But once LeBron bolted Cleveland for the LA Lakers, Kyrie Irving demanded a trade, and he was finally shipped to the Boston Celtics in 2017. But after only two seasons in Beantown, the passionate Celtics fans quickly turned on the moody Kyrie Irving and his pouting antics. He was booed lustily by his home crowd in Boston. So Irving got out and signed a free agent deal to join the Brooklyn Nets in 2019. After three more years of injuries and few positive results, Irving demanded to be traded once again. Notice any pattern here? In February 2023, Kyrie Irving's fourth NBA stop took him to Dallas. Upon arrival in Big D, the current Dallas Mavericks general manager and coach were already now on board. They were the ones who wanted Kyrie Irving in Dallas. Meanwhile, the young Luka Doncic had already established himself as the Dallas Mavericks' big fan favorite. Putting the petulant 32-year-old Kyrie Irving into the same backcourt with Luka Doncic was bound to produce a lot of sparks. Both of those players need the basketball in their hands on offense to be happy. And alas, there's only one ball. After this weekend's blockbuster trade, Team Kyrie, the player, the general manager, and the Dallas Mavericks head coach all appear to be the victors right now in Dallas. The Mavericks' popular young star has been shipped off to the Los Angeles Lakers under the flawed theory that defense wins championships. But does defense really win NBA championships? Go to my website at SwampSwamiSports.com and take a look at the last decade of NBA champions. In those past 10 years, the average NBA champ had the number 6 ranked offense and the 10th rated defense. But the best measure of NBA champions over that period has been the team's average margin of victory. And based on those statistics, last year's Boston Celtics, with an average margin of victory of 12.5 points a game, and the 2017 Golden State Warriors, at 12 points a game margin, have been the most dominant teams over that 10-year period. Through Sunday, February 2nd, the date of this trade, the Dallas Mavericks were ranked number 11 on offense at 115 points a game, number 16 on defense at 113 allowed. Anthony Davis and his Los Angeles Lakers were number 17 in the NBA on offense this year at 112 points a game, and they were also giving up 112 points a game on defense, good enough for number 12 in the league. That doesn't sound like top-rated offenses or defenses to me. So did Dallas trade Luka Doncic because of his potential future salary? Yet another plausible reason existed to, quote, justify this trade to Dallas Maverick fans. Luka Doncic is going to be eligible for the NBA's Supermax contract extension after next year, the spring of 2026. He may have been eligible to be paid up to $70 million a year by Dallas if he were to have signed a new contract to stay with the Mavericks. But with this trade to Los Angeles, Luka Doncic's maximum contract extension in the NBA will fetch him only $55 million a year with a new deal with the Lakers. Now that would cost Luka Doncic $15 million a season. That's $60 million over a 4-year contract extension. The Los Angeles Lakers and the NBA, though, have a new young star to build on. LeBron James is 40 years old, and eventually he's going to retire or leave, hopefully. Luka Doncic's star power in Los Angeles is sure to make the NBA's top brass happy, too. The league's second most popular franchise behind Boston now has a young superstar with a contract that his team can easily afford to extend for years into the future. But the happiest man in Dallas, Texas today is none other than Jerry Jones. How about them Cowboys? The Dallas Cowboys team owner was just demoted from the top villain in the area's sports pages and on local sports talk radio shows. His replacement, Nico Harrison of the Dallas Mavericks, deserves the scorn of the region's sports fans. So old Jerry is probably going to be rooting for the Dallas Mavericks to take their sweet time on winning a second NBA championship anytime soon. Because misery loves company. I'm Swamp Swamy.